Today we are going to speak about how Jesus healed a blind man. Today we are going to speak about how Jesus healed a blind man. We thank the Lord that there is healing in Jesus Christ. And He came upon earth to meet with this blind man. He was blind from his birth. Can you imagine someone who is blind from his birth? He has never had an opportunity to see the beauty of God's creation. Perhaps, Brother Sister, you want to translate here? Translate here. Okay. Yes, Mandarin, so it's better.
Try that.
This man was blind from birth.
这人从小就是生下来就是瞎眼的.
But he was gloriously healed by Jesus.
靠着上帝的耶稣基督的能力, 他被医治了.
This is an inspiring text for our spiritual strengthening.
这个是对我们灵命鼓舞的一段经节.
Notice that it was Jesus who came to the blind man to effect the miracle.
你有察觉到是耶稣接近这个瞎子的。
Jesus came to this blind man who was helpless.
耶稣来到他的生命里头，他是无助的。
He could not see.
他看不到。
From birth.
从生下来就看不见。
For us, we can see the beauty of the sea.
你我都看到美妙的海洋和环境。
Here in this beautiful environment, we are able to see the beauty of God's creation. But for this blind man,
但对于这个瞎子来说,
he was blind from birth.
他从生下来就是瞎的.
He could not see.
他看不见.
He was unable to understand the world that is around him.
他完全不了解在他周围一切的事情，这世界一切的事情.
He could hear the sound.
他听见声音.
But he could not understand what is this sound all about.
但是他不明白这些声音是什么意思。
So this man was blind and so physically lost that life seemed so desperately hopeless.
这个人是瞎的，对他来，生命是没有意思的。
Can any good be spoken of such a disadvantaged life?
这人与他创造者重新建立关系。 我们能够在弱势的生活中看到什么好处吗？
Not until Jesus came into his life.
我们不能直到耶稣来到他的生命中。
When Jesus came to his life, everything was transformed.
这人与他 the 创造者重新建立关系.
Jesus made his life wholesome from that day onwards.
从那天起, 耶稣使他的生命完全.
The physical healing is done for our spiritual benefit so that we may acknowledge Jesus as the giver and restorer of life.
这肉身的医治造就了我们的灵命, 使我们认定耶稣是给予和恢复生命的.
Indeed, without him, there is no life.
因为这是他人生中第一次.
Without him, there is no life.
因为这是他人生中第一次看见，他也重新的得着生命.
Sight is such a glorious gift.
视力是一个多么美好的礼物.
But the greater gift the man received was to know Jesus.
但比这个更好的礼物是认识耶稣
and
接受
and to receive him as Lord and Savior
接受他为救主。
I recall reading the biography of this man called Ron Chandran Dudley
我想到之前呢阅读 Ron Chandran Dudley
lived from 1934 to 2015.
他, 生于 1934年,
he wrote a biography of his life entitled The Man with a Mission.
他写了一个著作关于他自己人生的, 的传记。
A life well lived.
一个那有使命的人生。
And it was given to me by his dear wife Rina during a visitation to her home.
这是经由他妻子的好友的安排下，在去年探访他家时，他的妻子给我的传记。
Arranged by a close friend of hers.
罗恩是一个斯里兰卡移民的后代，是家里的独子。
He was from Ceylon, and he had dreams of becoming a brain surgeon when he found out that he could not would not be able to see again.
他有个梦想，他想做一个这个脑外科生的医生，但是他看不见时，他发现他在看不见时不得不放弃。
He overcame the challenges his disability presented.
他克服了他视力上的障碍。
And found love and drive to fulfill his mission of helping others with disabilities in Singapore and overseas.
找到热情和使命感，帮助在新加坡和海外的残智人士。
And he testified how he received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
他做见证说他在他的房间的角落看到了光芒后，接受了耶稣为他的个人救主。
Yeah, he saw a bright light in the corner of his room, and he described the incident that there was the light that I know not how long, but as long as I keep kneeling in prayer.
他形容此事，我不知道那道光出现了多久，托可能在我祷告的同时就出现了。
He felt calmer.
我过后觉得情绪比较安稳。
With peace in my mind and heart, I went to bed.
当我内心和脑中有平安，我便去睡觉。
I was awakened by the warmth of the morning sun shining through my window, he wrote.
早晨我被透过窗子照进来温暖的阳光唤醒。
To this day, this phenomenon is scourged in his mind, and he still holds this experience in awe.
至今这现象还深深地刻印在我脑海，我依然对这件事印象深刻。
He says, "This is to me a sign of God's everlasting love, protection, and guidance in everything I do, and everywhere I travel."
他说啊，对我来说，这说明了他永恒的爱，在我做的每一件事和去的每一个地方，保护和指引我。
Some have asked me, how did you possibly see the light when you are totally blind?
有些人曾问我，你在失明中如何看见光？我回答他们。
He says, therein lies the mystery.
这其中必有奥秘。
Jesus is the light of the world, our text tells us.
今天所读的经节九章到十五节呢，耶稣是世上的光。
In verse 4, he says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, the night cometh when no man can work.
约翰福音书第九章第四节如此说，趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。
As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world.
黑夜降到，就没有人能做工了。我在世上的时候是世上的光。
Jesus says, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world.
也是说我在世上的时候是世上的光。
Ron Chandran Dudley, on that night, the night of nights in his life, he saw a bright light, and he came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那晚 Ron Chandran Dudley 他看见一束光，通过这样的意象，他就认识了主耶稣基督，他的救主。
When a man knows Jesus Christ.
当一个人认识耶稣基督
Even if he is blind,
就算他是失明的
Jesus is the light that guides such a life.
耶稣是那指引他的生命的光
Jesus is the light that guides such a life with strength, meaning and purpose.
耶稣是那指引他生命的光赐给他力量与生命的意义
Coming to know Jesus was a great change in his life.
认识耶稣是他生命的很大的改变。
I think for each one of us here, we may be able to also testify that coming to know Jesus Christ is a bring a great change and peace to our life.
今天你我认识了主耶稣的当中的，都可以见证我们的生命都被改变了，是如何大的改变
？With healing.With spiritual healing comes peace and joy in the heart.
透过我们属灵的医治的时候，我们心里便有平安和喜乐。
More important than physical healing is spiritual healing.
属灵的医治比我们肉体的医治更加微妙，更加重要。
Because spiritual healing.Heals us from the ravages of sin in our life.
因为属灵的医治把罪恶缠绕我们身上，毁坏我们生命的都医治好。
With spiritual healing will come peace and joy in the heart.
通过属灵的医治，心中的平安，心中的喜乐就会涌出来。
No physical ailment can dampen the spirit of a revived soul.
没有一切肉体上的残缺或者病痛呢，会影响我们属灵的灵魂的喜乐。
God give us a peace in the heart.
上帝赐给我们平安。
That peace that God gives to us.Enables us to weather through the physical challenges of life.
没有任何肉身痛苦可以使一个复兴的灵魂感到挫伤，是上帝赐给我们的。
1 John 3, 2-3 says, yes. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him.For we shall see him as he is, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure.
约翰一书第三章第二节到第三节如此说：亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有指望的，就洁净自己。像他洁净一样。
When we know Jesus Christ, we become the children of God.
当我们认识耶稣的时候，我们就成为上帝的子民。
Being children of God, one day we will meet Jesus Christ again when He returns.
成为上帝的孩子的时候，我们必定未来会遇见上帝。
When Jesus returns.
当耶稣回来的时候
He would give to us a new body.
他会赐给我们一个新的身体。
Your body is weak now.
当耶稣再来
Your body is weak now.
你我现在的身体可能是疼痛或软弱的。
When Jesus returns, he will give to you a new body.
当耶稣回来的时候，他必会赐给我们一个新的身体。
And he wants you to have this hope.
他 他要你有这样的盼望。
And this will give you the strength to overcome the physical discomforts of this life.
这就会赐给你力量来克服生活中的一切的辛苦、劳苦和病痛。
Jesus died for our sins, and 3 days later rose from the dead, victorious over sin and death.
耶稣为我们罪而死，在三天以后复活。
The resurrection body has no blemish.
这样复活的身体是没有瑕疵的。
When Jesus returns, he creates for us a glorious body like his that is perfect.
当耶稣再来时，他将为我们穿上一个荣耀的身体，就像他的身体一样完全。
Mr. Tan today came in the wheelchair.
今天 Mr. Tan 呢，利用了这个轮椅来到我们当中。
Well, a day will come when Mr. Tan will not need a wheelchair anymore.
那日必来 ，Mr. Tan 不需要用这个轮椅了。
Because when Jesus Christ returns, He will give him a new body.
因为耶稣回来的时候，便赐给他一个新的身体。
This new body, no blemish.
这个新的身体是没有瑕疵的。
No need knee replacement.
哎，不用去医治你的脚。
Because God will create a new.
因为上帝便会重新的创造。
Just as Jesus healed the blind man.
如同耶稣怎么样去医治那个瞎子的。
The man was born blind.
那个人是生下来就是瞎的。
He had no hope.
他没有盼望。
But when Jesus came, Jesus healed him.
当耶稣来的时候，耶稣医治他。
How did Jesus heal that man?
耶稣如何救他呢？医治他呢？
Verse 6 of our text says.
今天第六节如此说。
When he had thus spoken,He spat on the ground and licked clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. 6 and 7.
Oh. 耶稣如此对他说啊，你，那向那瞎子说啊，你往希罗亚池里去洗，他去一洗，回头就看见了那生来瞎眼的人，光荣被耶稣医治。这是一段加强我们灵命的经文。
The process of healing was elaborate.
那个医治的程序是蛮详细的。
The man understood that Jesus was the man who healed him.
那人那瞎子呢，明白是耶稣为他医治。
He felt the clay on his eyes mixed with Jesus' spittle.
他感觉到那耶稣所用的地上的那些泥土啊，通过他口水涂抹在他眼中。Yeah.
So Jesus mixed the clay with his spittle.
耶稣是用那些泥和他的口水成为那个药膏吧。
And put it on his eyes.
放在他眼上。
And ask him to go to the pool and wash away the mud on his eyes.
涂抹后呢，就叫他你去那边洗吧，那边有个池。
And when he went to wash, he left the pool seeing.
他是瞎的去到那个池。可能有人扶着他，洗好了，他居然是看见的。
Can you imagine the joy in the heart of this man?
你可想象这时候他是多么的喜乐。
First time he can see that the plant is green.
第一次啊，他看到树木是绿的。
He understand what is green color.
他明白了什么是绿色。
All his life he can only hear.And he can only understand by what some people explain to him. Oh, this is a tree, and this tree is green color.
从他生下来一生，他只是能听到绿色是什么颜色，但是而看不见究竟绿是什么绿。
So he was so happy.
这时候他 很开心啊。
And the Lord had given him his sight back.
耶稣赐给他这个眼目。
Not only did Jesus give him physical sight.
耶稣不但给他了这个肉体能看见。
But Jesus gave to him spiritual sight.
更加重要的，耶稣赐给了他属灵的看到。
He came to know the God of heaven through Jesus Christ.
通过这样的经历呢，他通过耶稣认识了创造一切的上帝。
因为 because Jesus is God and Jesus is creator.
因为耶稣是神，是创造者。
That is why he was able to heal an eye that is not seen, where no doctors could heal.
所以耶稣能医治我们，虽然世上的医生做不到，因为他是上帝，他是神，他是创造者。
Not only did he heal the man physically, but he healed him spiritually.
耶稣不但医治了他肉体的需要，更加重要的，他医治他属灵的需要。
How did Jesus heal the man spiritually?
耶稣如何做得到呢？
His sins were forgiven.
他先为他的罪，赦免他人的罪。
Jesus was able to forgive sins.
耶稣能够赦免我们的罪。
And this man received not only physical healing, but spiritual healing.
这人呢，不只是得到了肉体的医治，更加重要的，他得到了属灵的医治。
When we have spiritual healing, there is peace and joy in the heart.
当我们有了属灵的医治，我们必会得到这个属灵的喜乐和心里的平安。
Imagine the joy in the heart of this man.
你想想看，在这个人里头的那个涌出来的喜乐。
Jesus gave him eternal life that day.
耶稣赐给了他永生的生命那一天。
Eternal life.
永生的生命啊。
Do you know what is eternal life?
你明白什么是叫做永生的生命吗？
This is what Jesus gave to the blind man that day.
这是耶稣所赐给那个瞎子的生命。
What a blessing.
啊，如 What a blessing. 哇，
多么大的福气。
广大的福气。
Yeah. And this is the crux of it's indescribable, we said, indescribable. Jesus gave him eternal life that day.
这个我们所说的不能形容的喜乐。
And this is the crux of the miracle, that all men may come and receive Jesus Christ.
这就是重点，每一个人都可以来接受耶稣为救主。
Because he is the maker.
因为呢，耶稣是创造者。
He is creator.
他是万物的创造者。
And he is also the sustainer of all things.
他也是维系和维持我们一切的。
The man was blind.
那个人是瞎的。
Jesus had the power to give him sight again.
耶稣有那个权柄赐给他视眼和生命。
Is there anyone who can heal a blind man who is born blind from his birth?
我们当中有人可以医治一个瞎子吗？一个从生下来就是瞎的。
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是上帝的儿子。
And the Lord wants us to know him.
上帝要我们认识耶稣。
When you know him, you know the one who is sustaining your life.
你认识耶稣的时候，你就晓得谁是赐给你生命的。
He is the one upholding you today. Do you know that?
你晓得吗？是耶稣扶持着我们，赐给我们生命。
He is the light
他是那曙光。
The Bible says that he is the light, and the light came into the world, and the world knew it not.
圣经记载说他就是那曙光，那光来到世上，世上不认识他。
How sad it is!
多么凄惨啊！
But we thank the Lord that he did not leave us.
我们感谢主，他没有撇弃我们。
Helpless and hopeless.
无助的和无助的。
But he came and he reached out to us.
但是他来了，并且呢，自动的接触我们。
Today we can rehearse out of the scriptures what he had done.
今天我们通过圣经，我们可以认识到耶稣为我们所做的一切。
Thank God that is healing in Jesus Christ.
感谢主啊，在耶稣里头我们有医治。
Not only physical healing,
不但是肉体的医治，
but spiritual healing.
更加重要的是属灵的医治。
Thank God.
感谢主。
Let us pray.
我们起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy mercy. Thank thee for granting to us thy word. Help us to see how you are the light of the world and how you have healed the blind man and grant to him spiritual sight. Father, we pray that thou also encourage our heart and grant to us thy peace and joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now we shall sing the hymn 38, Keep On Believing, in Mandarin followed by English, Mandarin and English. Okay.
信心不停止，耶稣是基。信心不停止，无时刻为基。信心不停止，此路最好。信心在夜里，路在白昼。Keep on believing, Jesus is near. Keep on believing, there's nothing to fear.On believing, this is the way. Faith in the night as well as the day. 信心不停止，耶稣是基。信心不停止，无时刻为基。在夜里，路在白昼。
阿门。